Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the new season of Dancing with the Stars, Sailor Brinkley Cook and Val Schmurkowski. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So, Sailor, it's so nice to finally meet you. It's such an uncanny resemblance, which I'm sure you hear a lot from your gorgeous mother, who, by the way, looks better than ever.
I know.
Incredible. I just saw her the other day. We're both banged up.
I know. I remember she posted the little boomerang of you guys like doing your little
right. We were still trying to dance.
Yeah, still trying to dance.
She's so sweet. So this has had to be a bit of a whirlwind. Obviously, being last minute addition to the show, she kind of broke it down for me. But how did you hear the news, and how long did it take for you to make the decision?
I was literally on the plane about to take off. I had heard that my mom had hurt herself, and she was devastated, and she was so sad to not be able to do it. You know, like this is something that was so exciting for her. So she was honestly just so sad, and I didn't know what to do. So I was just like, I'm going to come and I'm going to be there for you and take you to the hospital, whatever I can do. And then I'm about to take off from New York to LA, and the plane is moving in taxi. And she calls me and she's like, I found the silver lining. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you're the solution. Oh. I was like, what? Like, can I pick you something up? Like, can I do something for you? What can I do? And she was like, no, you should take my place. And I was like, no, what? Like, there's no way that I could ever do that. Are you kidding? And it was like an immediate, I'm so scared of that. I'm not a performance person. I've like dropped out of every recital or like, or school play or anything that I've had to do where I'm doing something in front of a group of people who are sitting there. Like, it's my biggest anxiety. So it was definitely something that terrified me at first, but I landed and I got all the, right, heading to rehearsals, heading to dress rehearsal, like heading to get your fittings, everything. And I was like, whoa, what? And then I called my friends. I called my family. I was getting all the opinions I could get. And they were all like, but what's the reason why you wouldn't do it? And I was like, because I'm scared. And they're like, all right, well, that's a pretty lame excuse for not doing something, you know? So it was something I really had to face my fear with. And it was exciting.
Yeah, good for you that you took that challenge. It's I think, important for people to step out of their comfort zones.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's uncanny that they just sort of got the mini-me version.
I know, literally.
to slide in there. So how much time did you guys have to actually prepare? So you obviously got thrown Val a major monkey wrench. I know you can't really plan for injuries, as I speak here with a torn bicep. But it obviously had to be a major adjustment on your end. How did you approach it?
Yeah, I just one step at a time, no pun intended. Like I also, Christy called me and she was like, you know, Sailor is in the air right now. Last time we spoke, and by this time I hear that, okay, so Sailor's stepping in. I'm like, all right, cool. But Christy calls me. She's like, well, yes, but she doesn't know it yet. So
that's great.
If you can, you know, if you could just be, you know, be patient. Like she needed me to be kind of this liaison that paints this beautiful picture and how easy it's going to be. Yeah. So I had to like suppress my own stress and anxiety and put on this kind of facade of comfort. And the truth is 15 seasons in, I have seen a lot of circumstance that has built my immunity to it. So I really wasn't tripping too much, you know. I was, there was a moment when she, after our first rehearsal, had this kind of, you know, just a real panic attack, like mm-hmm. a sure. real hyperventilating panic attack. And that kind of scared me. I didn't know whether she was really going to be able to perform live. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the fact that she could do it or not do it. Like, I made choreographical adjustments, but I can't get into her mind that quickly in 2 days, build that type of trust. So that was more of the challenge for me, is to kind of earn her trust, earn my voice, you know, earn that rapport right. where I could coach her and not offend mm-hmm. her. You know, it's like, I mean, it was a lot of things.
Wearing that a lot of different hats. That's yeah. what I always say. Choreographer, partner, counselor, yeah. all the above.
Yeah. yeah.
Is it, has it been as tough as you thought it would be? Maybe a little easier than what you thought?
I feel like every day I develop a better understanding of what I'm doing, you know, because I, you know, everyone had weeks before. They had like 3-4 weeks before yeah. the premiere to really prepare themselves, do the exercises with your body to like get your body in a form that can dance, you know, and yeah. and I was really just thrown into it. So I couldn't really put anything onto it, which was a blessing in disguise. But I mean, this past, like yesterday, I'm saying this past week, is everything's going by so quick, but this past performance, I honestly felt a lot more comfortable, you know, because I understand the show now. I understand what's going on, and I put my mind into a better place, and I really had to face that fear, and it honestly made me feel very unstoppable and strong. So with each coming performance, I try and just be more and more confident and
good
more
for
and
you.
More capable.
And I got to believe that people are rooting for you and really have your back as you're stepping in for mom, and they
yeah.
understand the circumstance. You're getting in there last minute.
It's an extremely unique circumstance, and it honestly is incredible because it was something I was so afraid to do, and I never thought in my life that I would ever be able to perform like
yeah.
at all, whether it's public speaking to singing to dancing. And here I am on a show where you're dancing in front of millions of people and in this big stage, and it's a massive, like, it's scary.
It's
and
a real life-changing experience now, yeah.
It has
nice.
Been, yeah. It's changed my entire life, honestly. It's opened up many doors in my head of what I could
right.
do.
And this week was movie night, and you danced to Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. You dedicated it to Mom. What was the connection you two had to that movie?
We have always loved that movie so much. It's my favorite movie, like, ever. So when I heard that we were doing it, I was like, you're kidding. Like, nothing could have been better.
Yeah.
And then it's one of those movies where, whether my mom and I are fighting, whether we're in a bad place, like anything, no matter where we are, if we turn on the TV and Mamma Mia is on, we are singing and dancing and laughing and hugging each other. Like, it's that kind of feel good movie. So
okay.
it was awesome to be able to bring that to the Dancing with the Stars stage.
Right. And Val, who else is a tough competition out there in this mm-hmm. season?
There's a few, man. I think James Van Der Beek is kind of the dark horse. I don't know how to
he's just an incredible performer. James is honestly, he's not only an incredibly kind and very incredible warm person, but he's also this dynamic performer. Like, he really gets up there and he attaches himself to the character and the mood mm-hmm. and the vibe of the dance, and he really gives it his all, and it's something that's very notable. And
James, I think Karamo is going to come around. You know, Karamo and Jenna obviously make a great couple. The judges have been a little tough on them, but I think he's still in it. And
Ray Lewis got hurt, didn't he?
Yeah.
How's Ray Lewis going to get hurt?
Because his toes.
I know.
Tendons in his toes, apparently.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah.
His toes specifically. Yeah. Wow. So is he out now?
He's out. Yeah.
He's out. Is he getting, is he having a replacement or no?
No.
Wow. So he's just gone. Okay. Well, then that's kind
unless
of saves everybody.
Unless he has a son that wants
week.
To step in.
Yeah. Unless he has a son. I'm sure. No, I think they might be a little small.
Does he look like Ray too?
That's funny. Ray tore his bicep too, but he did that playing, not playing. Mm-hmm. Wow. So what is this coming week's dance theme? Or dance?
Cha-cha.
Oh, cha-cha. Ooh. Nice. Is there a theme too?
No, there's no theme.
Okay.
I do love a theme tonight though. Last night was very fun.
Well, it gives you a character to
yeah.
kind of,
right.
you know,
reference.
That lead you. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly. But we have a great song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Which
okay.
is, a great song for her and a triumphant kind of soundtrack to her being on the show. And it's a cha-cha, which is cool. It's where we get back to the Latin dances.
You liking the cha-cha?
We haven't started
I have no
yet.
Idea what it is. Yet, yeah, I know that it's a lot of spins, which scares me. But yeah, it's another challenge to take on. And I'm excited to take it on.
Well, good luck. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you.
And Val, I know you walked down the aisle back in April, man.
Yes.
Congrats. How's Thanks. Married life so far?
Thank you. Good. Good. Dynamic.
Nice. Nice. No plans for babies yet? Are you going to put a pin in it?
It's it's something that we talk about for sure. I can't wait for fatherhood. I think it's going to be my most exciting time in my life. And so... But that's not my call to make, you know? So whenever she's ready, I'm ready.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, enjoy marriage a little bit because it's a game changer once it happens.
I can imagine.
And Sailor, the bio in your Instagram says, leap and the net will appear.
Yes.
Are you getting deep on me or is there something, a message that I'm not aware of right here?
No, it's honestly just, I was looking through, there's this Instagram that has all these amazing quotes on it. And like that one stuck out to me and I posted it. And then I was like, no, that's going to be my motto for this year. So I thought, you know, apropos. In this day and age, in this millennial day and age, you know, if it's not your Instagram bio, is it your motto?
Right.
But yeah, I just thought it was very fitting for this time in my life because it honestly was like, I had no idea if there was going to be a net. I had no idea if I was going to be able to do it or if I was going to fall flat on my face. And I did it and I leaped and the net appeared and I was okay. And that's the case with a lot of things that like you're scared of in life.
It's a good motto for life.
Just got to do it.
And you were born and raised in New York, right?
Yes.
And how right in the city?
No, I was born and raised in, born in the city, raised in Long Island.
Okay, so raised in Long Island. So you love the East Coast. How are you liking West Coast out here?
Love the East Coast. I honestly, I love it out here. Whenever I'm driving, I'm taking videos outside the window because, you know, it's so nice to see all the hills and mountaintops.
That's safe.
No, I mean in the back seat. Safe driving. Whenever I'm being driven.
It feels like she's not the only one.
No, everyone's doing. I see people reading newspapers while driving to work.
You know that LA traffic, though. That LA traffic.
Exactly. You get that traffic.
When you get that moment, I'm the one that's taking photos, not doing my makeup or reading anything.
So when it's all said and done, though, back East Coast, you're a New Yorker girl.
I am a New Yorker girl. It's like, I don't think I could ever live here full time, but it has always been that fun place to come and be. Like the reason why I was coming earlier was because I was like, oh, I get to go to Disneyland. I get to go shopping on Beverly or whatever, or Sunset or whatever it is. Uh-huh. And like, it's LA sort of that little token piece of fun in America for me. So
nice. All right.
It's nice to be here. Spend some time.
Speaking of Disneyland, Disney night's coming up. Following week, do you have something planned already?
I am so excited for Disney night. The second that I heard that there was a Disney night, I was like, do we get to do it at Disneyland? Like, what? But whatever Disney character
what's your favorite princess?
It's weird. I'm like not much of a princess gal. More like when Val asked me, he's like, what's your favorite Disney movie? I said Cars. So, and he was like, all right, so we're going to dress up as Cars. Like,
what's that one? Rutabaker?
Really beautiful,
who's that one?
Romantic.
She's going to be a truck.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I like the fair. I like Mary Poppins. I love Cars. I love.
Okay.
What are some other great Disney films? I mean, Cinderella is obviously a classic. And I love all the remakes that have been made. Like a Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff. Love that one. She was like a baseball player.
Classic.
Cinderella. That's right?
Who can forget that?
No one.
All right. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Okay.
Favorite style of dance?
Latin.
Ballroom.
Last song you listened to?
We both just listened to Ain't No Mountain.
Okay.
Thanks
for that.
Makes sense. What's your coffee order?
Black.
Straight black?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Oat milk latte.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Good taste.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron, nice. What's this year's Halloween costume?
Oh, man, I don't think I have decided yet.
I haven't decided yet either. That's a hard one.
Really?
You got any
You know what?
Ideas?
I haven't just, we did a whole break yesterday about trying to figure out what I'm going to be. And then I got to come up with a couple ones because I got to come up with one with a show. Then I got to come up with like a couples one. You'll see with like your wife. You got to be in theme. You know what I mean? It's like, it's a whole thing.
The benefit of having a radio show is you can just ask for suggestions and then people give you a ton of ideas.
You get a ton of
Give me some suggestions.
What were you last year?
I was a clown with the fro and
you were straight.
I just fell back on the huge.
I was a Pretty Woman, Julia Roberts.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Nice. It was a fun character to be.
I bet.
Yeah. And I really thought about all the stops.
Meanwhile, we'll watch Dancing with the Stars Mondays on ABC. You can follow her on Instagram at Sailor Brinkley Cook and at Valentine. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Thank you so much.
On with Mario Lopez.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.